Well, hello people. Unusually, it's another sunny day in the UK, and it's going to be reasonably warm. But it's just another day of being bombarded by how great and wonderful these femons are on our planet. And of course, nearly all femons pretty much everywhere believe it. They actually do believe they're the center of the universe. Not only does our world and universe evolve around them, apparently. All the galaxies pretty much everywhere do. You only have to talk to a femon for a very short time before they start mentioning themselves. Have you noticed that? The conversation becomes about them and their life. You just turn into a soundboard for them. I mean, that's why when they write a, say, a movie or a book, the whole book and movie is all about femons. Even if they direct a movie, they make it all about femons. To the point where there's actually nothing else in the story or film. And it's funny, really, because so many scenarios have been done. Even I actually said one, where if the femons were taken up and there was no femons left on the planet, not a lot actually would change, except we'd have to worry about replenishing the population. Then going quite a way back, when the femons apparently all went on strike, nobody hardly goddamn noticed. And like I've said before, arrogance is usually connected to a man or a male. But if you actually think about it, most femons are full of their arrogance, aren't they? They really have turned into quite an obnoxious species. There's a femon I go into a store nearly every other day to go to work and get some stuff. Then there's a femon serving usually the same one every day. Then, of course, you get a little bit of talking going on, and straight away it turns into about her. And this femon isn't a young femon. I mean, does she really believe I'm interested in her life in any real way? Or maybe she believes I just don't have a life at all. But this scenario repeats itself every day everywhere, doesn't it? They really do believe they are the most important thing in the world. Well, in their world. I mean, I'm a polite sort of guy, you know. I like to have a chat now and then. But to be honest, if there's a femon there, I try not to converse with her at all. Because it always ends up the same way. About her. And whoever mentioned that it was going to be the victimhood year for femons was absolutely correct, weren't they? Just look at social media and everywhere. They're all victims. They've gotten themselves into really terrible positions themselves, but blame men, generally. Do you know, I can't think of one endearing quality of a modern femon today. And males are doing the right thing by walking away from them, staying away from them. For those who still like to white knight and makes them feel good, how many times do you have to be told they don't need no man? They're all empowered now. They're not your responsibility anymore. Males have always been the safety net for femons. They badmouth men. They shame men. A lot of times they treat men with contempt. But when the shit hits the fan, that's the first person they go to for help. Don't give it to them, guys. Your life is just as important as a femon's. Actually, probably much more. They are no longer the prize. You are. Remember that. Have a nice day.